Our next speaker is Atiya Bay.
Although I am a member of several grassroots organizations who are supporters of the community in support of Kane students, today I am here as a proud member on behalf of POP, People's Organization for Progress, a community-based organization. Many of us today, including myself, would not be here if it were not for the landmark case of Brown versus Board of Education. That changed education and higher education across America. Today, the budget cuts destroys the essential of elements of why we have programs for the disadvantaged, which is perhaps more important today than ever before. So many want to know, what's all the fuss about? The economy has eroded most of the middle class in our community, who now themselves are considered disadvantaged. Great American dream. Go get an education to improve the quality and the station of your life. This is what many of us have been told. Kane diverse faculty and staff and professional staff have produced world-class leaders in business, science, and industry. And now we're eliminating, to this budget cut, the professional staff who are disproportionately women and minority, which raise questions of discriminatory practices, possible lawsuits, and if Kane is found guilty, a court may impose sanctions and punitive damages, which in the long run will cost the university more. What POP is asking the Board of Trustees is to reconsider decision of layoff and apply a common sense approach, which includes alternatives such as 1, why not furloughs? 2, why not pay cuts across the board for everybody, including the president? 3, why not temporarily suspend bonuses? 4, why not curtail expanding the shrubbery and ground program to keep professional staff, who assist and is so vital in transforming an ignorant mind that are untrained and unskilled to an educated mind into world-class leaders? And my conclusion, board members, let's put people first. Isn't this the purpose and the goal of our educational system? Isn't this the goal of Brown versus Brown, isn't this the goal of Brown versus Board of Education, Topeka, Kansas? And doesn't this make the world a better and safer place? POP and the community in support of Kane students, which includes the students, alumni, and concerned citizens, thought that was the goal and objective of Kane University. Thank you very much. Power to the people, ponder their pueblo, and I would like to submit a copy to the board secretary. Thank you.